my dad is making it hurt.
Welcome to the Maestro Circe podcast, where English learners worldwide learn American English. Hi, I'm Maestro Circe, and I'm happy to share this podcast with you. I have been teaching English to English learners in Southern California, United States of America, for over 30 years. I have published a variety of educational books for English learners on Amazon. I offer Zoom webinars, conversation practice, online courses, and online English learning resources. With your investment of time, positivity, hard work, and determination, you too can become more fluent in American English. This podcast will help you improve your American English comprehension and communication skills. Welcome aboard. Welcome to episode 19 of the Learn American English with Maestro Circe podcast. Our 19th podcast episode focuses on improving American English listening and comprehension skills. Today, we will share information about careers in the United States of America, in particular, food service managers. Food service managers are professionals responsible for the successful operation of food service establishments, such as restaurants, cafeterias, and other similar establishments. They oversee the business's day-to-day operations and are responsible for tasks such as scheduling and managing staff, ordering supplies, and developing menus. Additionally, they must ensure that the food served meets health and safety standards set by local and state agencies. Food service managers must also be highly organized and have excellent communication, leadership, and problem-solving skills to effectively manage their staff and ensure the smooth operation of their business. Today's lesson is compliments of our USA Careers Club website at www.usacareers.club. Are you ready to begin? All right, let's get started.
English learners, would you like to learn about different careers and jobs in the United States of America? We have a great educational website for you, www.usacareers.club. Learn about over 100 American careers, work environments, salaries, and job outlooks. Please visit www.usacareers.club.
Careers and Jobs in the United States of America, number 5. Food Service Managers. Learn about careers and jobs in the United States of America and improve your American English with Maestro Circe. What food service managers do. Part 1. Food service managers are responsible for the daily operation of restaurants or other establishments that prepare and serve food and beverages. They direct staff to ensure that customers are satisfied with their dining experience, and they manage the business to ensure that it is profitable. Managers coordinate activities of the kitchen and dining room staff to ensure that customers are served properly and in a timely manner. They oversee orders in the kitchen, and if needed, they work with the chef to remedy any delays in service. Food service managers are responsible for all functions of the business related to employees. For example, most managers interview, hire, train, oversee, appraise, discipline, and sometimes fire employees. Managers also schedule work hours, making sure that enough workers are present to cover each shift. During busy periods, they may expedite service by helping to serve customers, processing payments, or cleaning tables. Managers also arrange for cleaning and maintenance services for the equipment and facility in order to comply with health and sanitary regulations. For example, they may arrange for trash removal, pest control, and heavy cleaning when the dining room and kitchen are not in use. Most managers prepare the payroll and manage employee records. They also may review or complete paperwork related to licensing, taxes and wages, and unemployment compensation. Although they sometimes assign these tasks to an assistant manager or a bookkeeper, most managers are responsible for the accuracy of business records. Some managers add up the cash and charge slips and secure them in a safe place. They also may check that ovens, grills, and other equipment are properly cleaned and secured, and that the establishment is locked at the close of business. What food services managers do. Part 2, duties. Food service managers typically do the following. Hire, train, oversee, and sometimes fire employees. Order food and beverages, equipment, and supplies. Oversee food preparation, portion sizes, and the overall presentation of food. Inspect supplies, equipment, and work areas. Ensure that employees comply with health and food safety standards. Address complaints regarding food quality or service. Schedule staff hours and assign duties. Manage budgets and payroll records. Establish standards for personnel performance and customer service. Food service managers, work environment and work schedules. Food service managers held about 352,600 jobs in 2019. The largest employers of food service managers were as follows. Restaurants and other eating places, 49%. Self-employed workers, 32%. Special food services, 4%. Accommodation, 2%. Full-service restaurants, those with table service, may have a management team that includes a general manager, one or more assistant managers, and an executive chef. Many food service managers work long shifts, and the job is often hectic. Dealing with dissatisfied customers can sometimes be stressful. Injuries and illnesses. Kitchens are usually crowded and filled with dangerous objects and areas, such as hot ovens and slippery floors. As a result, injuries are at a risk for food service managers who spend some of their time helping in the kitchen. Common hazards include slips, falls, and cuts that are seldom serious. To reduce these risks, managers often wear non-slip shoes while in the kitchen. Work schedules. Most food service managers work full-time. Managers at fine dining and fast food restaurants often work long shifts, and some work more than 40 hours per week. Managers of food service facilities or cafeterias in schools, factories, or office buildings usually work traditional business hours. Managers may be called in on short notice, including evenings, weekends, and holidays. Some managers may also manage multiple locations. Food service managers, how to become one, part 1. Most applicants qualify with a high school diploma and several years of work experience in the food service industry as a cook, waiter, or waitress, or counter attendant. Some applicants have received additional training at a community college, technical or vocational school, culinary school, or four-year college. Education. Although a bachelor's degree is not required, some post-secondary education is increasingly preferred for many manager positions, especially at upscale restaurants and hotels. Some food service companies, hotels, and restaurant chains recruit management trainees from college hospitality or food service management programs. These programs may require the participants to work in internships and to have food industry-related experiences in order to graduate. Many colleges and universities offer bachelor's degree programs in restaurant and hospitality management or institutional food service management. In addition, numerous community colleges, technical institutes, and other institutions offer associate degree programs in the field. Some culinary schools offer programs in restaurant management with courses designed for those who want to start and run their own restaurant. Most programs provide instruction in nutrition, sanitation, and food preparation, as well as courses in accounting, business law, and management. Some programs combine classroom and practical study with internships. Work experience in a related occupation. Most food service managers start working in industry-related jobs, such as cooks, waiters and waitresses, or hosts and hostesses. They often spend years working under the direction of an experienced worker, learning the necessary skills before they are promoted to manager positions. Training. Managers who work for restaurant chains and food service management companies may be required to complete programs that combine classroom instruction and on-the-job training. Topics may include food preparation, sanitation, security, company policies, personnel management, and record keeping. Food service managers, how to become one, part two, important qualities. Business skills. Food service managers, especially those who run their own restaurant, must understand all aspects of the restaurant business. They should know how to budget for supplies, set prices, and manage workers to ensure that the restaurant is profitable. Communication skills. Food service managers must give clear orders to staff and be able to communicate effectively with employees and customers. Customer service skills. Food service managers must be courteous and attentive when dealing with patrons. Satisfying customers' dining needs is critical to business success and ensures customer loyalty. Detail-oriented. Managers deal with many different types of activities. They ensure that there is enough food to serve to customers, they maintain financial records, and they ensure that the food meets health and safety standards. Leadership skills. Managers must establish good working relationships to maintain a productive work environment. Carrying out this task may involve motivating workers and leading by example. Organizational skills. Food service managers keep track of many different schedules, budgets, and staff. Their job becomes more complex as the size of the restaurant or food service facility increases. Physical stamina. Managers, especially those who run their own restaurant, often work long shifts and sometimes spend entire evenings on their feet helping to serve customers. Problem-solving skills. Managers need to be able to resolve personnel issues and customer-related problems. Food service managers, licenses, certifications, and registrations. Although certification is not required, Managers may obtain the Food Protection Manager Certification, FPMC, by passing a food safety exam. The American National Standards Institute accredits institutions that offer the FPMC. In addition, the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation awards the Food Service Management Professional, FMP, designation, a voluntary certification to managers who typically meet the following criteria: have supervisory experience in food service, have specialized training in food safety, pass a multiple choice exam. The certification attests to professional competence, particularly for managers who learn their skills on the job. Food service managers' pay. The median annual wage for food service managers was $56,590 in May 2020. The median wage is the wage at which half the workers in an occupation earned more than that amount and half earned less. The lowest 10% earned less than $33,880, and the highest 10% earned more than $94,770. In May 2020, the median annual wages for food service managers in the top industries in which they worked were as follows: accommodation, $67,090, special food services, $62,830, restaurants and other eating places, $53,660. Most food service managers work full-time. Managers at fine dining and fast food restaurants often work long shifts, and some work more than 40 hours per week. Managers of food service facilities or cafeterias in schools, factories, or office buildings usually work traditional business hours. Managers may be called in on short notice, including evenings, weekends, and holidays. Some managers may also manage multiple locations. Food service managers' job outlook. Employment of food service managers is projected to grow 1% from 2019 to 2029, slower than the average for all occupations. Food service managers will be needed to oversee food preparation and service as people continue to dine out, purchase takeout meals, and have food delivered to their homes or workplaces. However, more dining establishments are expected to rely on chefs and head cooks instead of hiring additional food service managers, which should limit employment growth in this occupation. Job prospects. Although job opportunities should be good overall, they should be best for food service managers with several years of work experience in a restaurant or food service establishment. Most job openings will result from the need to replace managers who leave the occupation. Job seekers with a combination of work experience in food service and a bachelor's degree in hospitality, restaurant, or food service management should have an edge when competing for jobs at upscale hotels and restaurants. Food service managers summary. 2020 median pay, $56,590 per year, or $27.21 per hour. Typical entry-level education, high school diploma or equivalent. Work experience in a related occupation, less than 5 years. On the job training, none. Number of jobs, 2019, 352,600. Job outlook 2019-2029, 1%, slower than average. Employment change 2019-2029, 2,200.
English learners, did you know that Maestro Circia offers a monthly membership for building listening comprehension and communication skills in American English? The Silver Monthly Membership helps American English learners improve their English comprehension, conversation skills, and pronunciation. It includes 3 to 4 one-hour audio-video webinars via Zoom with Maestro Cersei each month. Participants also can request and receive Zoom recordings for the webinars they missed or participated in for further practice. To learn more about the upcoming webinars we offer via Zoom, please visit our website, American English Webinars, at www.englishwebinars.com.
These bandanas make it hurt.
Thank you for being part of this week's podcast with Maestro Cersei, where English learners worldwide learn American English. I will return with another educational podcast for American English learners in 3 or 4 days. Until then, feel free to visit my official website at www.maestrocersei.com. That's www.maestrocersei.com. Thank you.